You know, one of the cool, awesome things about being a parish priest is a lot of the grade school kids at different schools around the city, they'll write letters to the priest saying, "Hey, Father Ben, you know, we're praying for you, especially on Christmas or Easter on your birthday or whatever." So a few years ago, I got a big stack of cards from one of the local schools, and, you know, I'm reading it, and I'm a big sap. So I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, so beautiful. And I get to this one card and it says, "Dear Father Ben, I love your sermons, but they're best when they're nice and short." I was like, oh, thank you. It's just so beautiful. So with that in mind, I'll try to, you know, keep it brief. You know, it's pretty amazing for each one of us in life. We never quite know what's going to drop in our lap. And one of the things that's, I think, pivotal for each one of us to remember is that our attitude is the optic, the lens through which we see and approach life. And our attitude has a ripple effect for either positive or negative in everybody around us. It just does. Imagine hitting a domino. So your positive and negative attitude will impact everyone around you. It goes like this. They often hear what we say, but they feel our attitudes. People feel our attitudes long before we even say anything. We can't always control what happens to us in life, but we can control the attitude we bring to what happens to us in life. Maybe if we just like sum it up in one simple thing, we could say this. Genuine happiness is not what life brings us. It's the attitude we bring to life. I mean, it just is. I mean, we all know people that, for instance, they have everything. They want for nothing, but they're not really happy. And we know other people that have nothing that are genuinely happy people, right? So can we talk about like an Easter attitude? What is an Easter attitude? You know, last night I walked in with this big tall candle here, and the whole church was dark, and I walked in and stopped three times. And you know, I had to get like a running start to light that thing, by the way. Like stand on five phone books, okay? It was not made for Napoleon priests. But so that represents, in the beginning of John's gospel, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So when we talk about an Easter attitude, basically what that means, I think, is that we always have a sense that, look, God is going to work it out. He's going to work it out. No matter how difficult things are. Or better yet, we often ask in this parish, like, where are you and I going to be 500 years from now? Where are we going to be 500 years from now? I mean, I wake up in the middle of the night thinking of that and creme brulee. Okay? In that order. And so, like, it's worth asking. I mean, that's the Easter hope. That's the Easter attitude, yeah? You know, in April of 1945, there was a Jewish American. His name was Ray Leopold. And he helped to liberate Sachsenhausen Nazi death camp. And so he walks in, and he's a Jewish, right? And he met this Nazi who had just been shot, and he was actually trying to help him. So the Nazi is on the stretcher, and he's talking to him, and as he was talking to this Nazi, he noticed that the man spoke English without an accent. In fact, he kind of spoke from the town that Ray Leopold was from. And so Ray is talking to this Nazi, and the Nazi looks up at him from the stretcher, and he says, "Where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from the United States." He said, "Where in the United States?" He said, "The Northeast United States." He said, "Where in the Northeast United States?" He said, "Oh, I'm from a little town, you never heard of it. It's called Waterbury, Connecticut. He said, ah, Waterbury, Connecticut, on the banks of the Naugatuck River. And he goes on to describe, this Nazi goes on to describe the smallest, most minute detail of Waterbury, Connecticut. And so Ray's like, how could you possibly know this? Oh, and by the way, he is speaking to Ray with an accent from Ray's hometown. How could you possibly know this? And the Nazi said to Ray, I've been in training for the occupation of the American territories under the Führer. And he said, Ray said that my blood ran cold. He never in his wildest dreams could have imagined that Hitler had plans to control the United States. Oh, and by the way, side note, that Nazi needed a blood transfusion to live, and Ray Leopold, a Jew, gave him his own blood to keep him alive. This is why I'm telling you this story. What if guys like Ray Leopold had said, you know what, I'm not going to fight. I don't have a beef with Hitler. I'm not going to fight. It's not my problem. Imagine if a big group of those guys just decided they didn't want to fight. None of us would be here today, and many of us would not be alive. Attitude impacts everything. It impacts everything. People hear what we say, but they feel your attitude. Genuine happiness is not what life brings you, it's what we bring to life. It is. And the Easter attitude is one of hope, folks. I mean, think about this. Jesus Christ, when he was resurrected, he kept the wounds on his body, his five wounds. Remember, he comes to St. Thomas and he says, Thomas, come here, put your finger in my side. See, I'm not a ghost. I mean, he's God, Jesus, so he could have gotten rid of his wounds and said, you know, I'm going to start over fresh with a new body. But he kept the wounds on his body. Why? I think one of the reasons Jesus kept the wounds on his body was to show us that our wounds, our pain, sometimes can be used to make us grow stronger. And many of you have heard me say this so many times, and I'm going to say it again and again and again, so I'm sorry. But here's the truth, folks. When we have gone through difficult things, you can get bitter or better. It's just that simple. And to some extent, the entire spiritual life can be summed up in that one thing. You can get bitter or better. And we've known people that have done both. But I think by his wounds after the resurrection, he's saying, look, you can get better, but it's all in your attitude. Every day. You know, a year ago in Cincinnati, they opened a memorial at a place where what was known as the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire. So in May 28th, 1977, they had what's called the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire. 165 people died. And they had opened a memorial last year for this. But it's a miracle because that night, it was Memorial Day, they had over 5,000 people in the building. And it was a very old building, no fire extinguished, nothing. Like they had no suppression system, no fire alarm, nothing. So they had this huge fire, everything was engulfed, all these walls engulfed in flames. And the managers were all frozen in fear. They actually found bodies, sadly, of people whose hands were still holding champagne glasses. And all the managers were frozen in fear. They didn't do anything. The people that should have stepped up didn't. That night, a 17-year-old busboy named Walter Bailey went up to his manager and said, you got to get these people out of here. They're going to die. And they were dying all around him. He just froze in fear. So Walter Bailey goes up to the stage and he takes the microphone himself and he says, I want everybody to follow me. We're going to get out of here. And they followed. That night, a 17-year-old busboy saved over 2,000 lives. Walter Bailey, who, by the way, is an introvert and hates standing in front of people. Me too. But can you imagine if Walter Bailey had said, you know what, it's not my problem. Let somebody else deal with this. That's it. He's the manager. Let him deal with it. Attitude impacts everything. And we will never have the courage to do things like Walter Bailey and Ray Leopold type things if we don't start in small ways, yeah? With the Easter attitude, what we believe is this: no matter where we are in our life, no matter how difficult it is, God is going to see us through it, I promise.